Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm going to get us all started. I'll make a couple of announcements while we let everybody come in. If number one, if you are new to KnowBS, so let's say that you're in your first week or two and you're catching this call, this is what's called an optional call. So when you're brand new to KnowBS, your main focus should be doing the KnowBS weight loss course. For those of you who joined us during August, we are still on module one. I keep reading in the group. A lot of people are like, oh my God, I'm so far behind. Look, some people want to work ahead, and I'm not going to slow them down, and I'm not going to allow them to not talk about where they're at. But you need to manage your mind, which means my emails are telling me I'm supposed to be on module one. I am currently listening to module one. I'm not attending the live calls and I'm not listening to the replays. So I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. Rather than, oh my God, I'm so behind. It's a no. You cannot be behind inside of KnowBS. It's called self-paced for a reason. That means you go to the course, you push play on the next video. When you finish that one, you either do the work, like you're like, all right, this taught me how to stop it enough. So I'm going to work on that for a couple of days before I watch the next video. And then you push play in a couple of days on the next video as you continue to practice. That's all that has to happen. If you're thinking anything else should be happening, like I am not lit, like I keep getting emails that there's a live call. Well, I work during that time, so I must be behind. This is too much. I am telling you exactly how to think right now. Optional calls. You do not have to listen to Dick in this program, except for the KnowBS weight loss course. When you get done with that, then you get to pick and choose, like going to the library. You're going to walk into the KnowBS library and you'll be like, hey, that video looks interesting. That sounds like a problem I'm having. I'm going to listen to that one. Awesome. That's all that has to happen. While, like, for the very beginning, you just need to be listening to the KnowBS lessons. And then the other thing I just want to tell everyone, because people get, I don't care if you've been here 2 years or you've been here 2 months. 90% of this membership never attends a live training. So for everybody who's trying to have a thorny cross like Jesus Christ walking up a hill in the middle of summer about not being able to attend a live call, that's ridiculous. 90% of the members never attend lives. Y'all, at some point, I have to teach live. I've got to record it. The value is in listening to the replays. So make sure that you're not allowing your insecurity. This is what happens. I'm so afraid that I can't lose weight and that it'll never happen for me. So rather than trying to figure out, like, how do I start telling myself the reasons why I can lose weight? I'm going to go and I'm going to look at things and figure out, oh, that's why it's hard. Oh, that's why it's hard. Oh, that means I'm wrong. Stop looking for ways to be wrong. Stop looking for ways that you're behind. That's called a waste of time. So many of you spend your life on the hunt for how fucked up you are. Watch when you're doing that. Watch when you're going through, like, if you're at your job, how often are you sitting around wondering if your boss is going to be pissed at you? Sitting around thinking you've got too much to do and you'll never be able to catch up. And yet you've been there 10 fucking years and every single day you leave with the same sad ass thought and you show up the next day. Guess what you do? You get what you need to get done. Because if you weren't, they'd fire your ass. So there's no sense in sitting around for another day thinking stuff like that. It's not even true. You can leave every day sitting there thinking, I must be a baller at what I do. I am a baller ass prioritizer. I know how to get the things done that need to get done. And I know how to let shit go. That's obviously not that important because if it was so important, I would do it because I really like getting a paycheck and having a house, a roof over my head. Sometimes what we have to do is we have to remind ourselves, when are we victimizing ourselves? When are we sitting around letting our brain run wild with lies, untruths, finding bullshit? Like for the newbies, I have never once said you should be journaling and on module two now. And yet we got a ton of newbies sitting around saying, see, I can't do it. I haven't even journaled yet. I haven't even taught you to journal yet. Watch when your mind makes up stories to support your insecurities. Everyone do that. If you don't do anything today, just pay attention to when you have thoughts about yourself that supports insecurities, where you're going out trying to find evidence of, this is why, like, I'm not a good employee. This is why I'm not a good mother. This is why I can't lose weight. Stop explaining all that stuff. Notice when your brain wants to do it, but you've got to tell yourself something else. Here's why I am a good mother. Here are the things my employer does appreciate about me. Here are the reasons why today I can lose weight. Until you start on purpose changing the dial on that brain of yours, all you will do is walk through life scared, overwhelmed, anxious, trigger happy to be pissed, and all the things. The only way to not be that person, you have to on purpose train yourself to think in a new way. It will feel gross in the beginning. It will feel hard. Your brain will throw a hissy fit. It would much rather sit around and be insecure and worry than it will be to think on purpose positive shit. But I would rather you go to bed every night exhausted from telling your brain a better story about yourself and your life than for you to go to bed every night exhausted because all you did was victimize yourself all day long by looking for what's wrong with you, by interpreting everything that happens in the world as a burden for you. If we're going to go to bed tired, let's go to bed tired fighting for the life that we want. Not sitting back and just taking it in the ass with life. All right. So today, here's what we're going to do. We are going to do that. So for all of my newbies, you are working on no BS. But while you're working on no BS, I have 10,000 plus members. Like there's 2,800 of you, but there's 10,000 plus members who are not brand new. And so one of the things that once you finish no BS that you will participate in and get to continue your learning is every month we do something as a membership to either, I don't know, like dig deeper into a topic. Like this month, we're just digging into urges. Every call that I do, I'm coaching on urges. I'm teaching about urges and we have some videos about urges. So one of the things that we're doing for you guys is we want to make sure that every month you have something that digs a little deeper into the base concepts of no BS. So that's why we take you through no BS. So this month, our members are going through Urges 2.0. If you're brand new and you don't overwhelm and you don't worry that you're behind, then feel free to stay or feel free to listen to this replay. If you are sitting around like, nothing's making sense, I'm missing things, I don't know what to do, get the fuck out right now. You do not need to be here. You need to be in no BS and you need to be going in order of your videos. And if a couple of them didn't make sense, go back and rewatch some of them. You'll hear more of it. The first pass, you're going to hear like 20% at best. Second pass, you'll hear another 20%. Most of our members go back through no BS over and over again to really lock in those basics and to figure out those lessons that the first time they just didn't understand. But after they apply it a little bit, it's like, oh, I heard these other things that I missed the first time. This makes more sense. So you're allowed to stay on these calls and you're allowed to listen to replays. If you aren't overwhelmed, if you are feeling really good about, I can keep up with this pace. I've got the time, Corinne. I'm driving in my car. I'm listening to you and things. Feel free to stay. But the other thing is you got to have a 24-hour plan. So no bitch better be in here right now who does not have a 24-hour plan made today. If you don't, leave the call, make a 24-hour plan, feel free to come back. But there's no sense in consuming more content if you're not at least making your daily plan so that you know where you go off the rails, what foods you might want to change. If you're not making a 24-hour plan, you're not learning. So don't listen to more content. Don't like want more input if you're not outputting some. So you need to have that plan done. And then if you are not overwhelmed, you stay. If you are, you always go back to no BS and you start there. And you start with the lessons that will help you the most. All right. So today we're in Urges 2.0. This is all about leveling up. So leveling up is a concept that, let me explain a little bit about leveling up and then I'll explain how it applies to urges. So leveling up is probably one of those things that I get asked about like a lot. Now I get asked about how to stop it enough, but I will say one of the questions that I get a lot when people are starting to feel a little momentum or they are starting to notice that, all right, I got really good at following, like I met myself where I was at, I'm doing my plan and stuff, but I really think it's time. Leveling up is something I came up with because I thought about my journey back in the day. And one of the things that helped me lose weight was I leveled up a lot in the littlest of ways. So a lot of times what happens is that a lot of us want to make improvements. We want to do more. We want to add things. We want to change things. We want to do that. And we want to do like big ass sweeping ones. The bigger the level up, the more commitment it takes from you, the more overriding of not wanting to do it happens. And the more it takes you like being willing to make mistakes and keep going. So the bigger the change, the more you ask of yourself. So I want you guys to think about your last diet before you came to no BS. Most of you did not do a no BS style diet. You did something where it required you to practically morph into a new human. So like I hired a trainer and I had to go from doing jack shit to burpees in the middle of the gym, 5 days a week, team no days off, hard gains. I decided to go to Weight Watchers and I went from eating around the clock to just a, like points. And I had to start doing a lot of, like, I wasn't thinking about my food at all. And now I got to like do math and add points and do all these things. Maybe you did like a keto or a Whole30 or a vegan diet. You did something where the way you eat is not good enough. It's like, no, this is the way you're supposed to eat. You do this, you lose the weights. So it required a like a total reversal of the way you eat food, like what you eat and stuff. All of that's fine. I ain't got nothing against anybody. Other than what I do know about my own journey that I try to teach other people is the reason why I was successful is because I stopped doing that shit. I started doing things that required me to think about what am I good at now? So let me do more of that. What do I want to work on? And what is the smallest possible step in that direction I can make for a few days or a few weeks until I feel so good about it that I'm ready for another really tiny step? So level ups are where you're going to make like a 1% change. Like that's the way I've always wanted you guys to think about it, is when you are looking at, when you want to do something new, when you are wanting to change out a food, maybe eat a little less, wait for hunger, whatever, you want to find like the least possible step that you can take. Now, one of the things that comes up is you guys will tell me, but oh my God, the least possible step, won't it take forever to lose weight? And you think that it's going to take you a long time. That's just a thought error. You could think, I'm going to have to make changes all along the way. So why not start with the easiest ones first? Why not build up my commitment? Why not get so good at doing the things I say I'm going to do without wavering? Why not make like the ones in the beginning so simple that I don't have to sit there and do anything other than tell myself that I can do it? I don't have to argue with all the rest of my brain. And this is the other part that I want to tell all of you, because a lot of you don't like level ups. You think that they're not good enough. You sit there, like, this is what happens. When you have a little 1% change, your brain goes, so that's not good enough. And the next thing you know, you feel apathetic or you feel bad. And then the next thing you know, on your do line, for all of you who know the think, feel, do cycle already, when we feel apathetic, the do line becomes, I do nothing. I just keep eating the way I always eat, wishing I'd get my shit together, ask myself terrible questions like, why can't you be like everybody else? I go compare myself to everybody else. I research other diets when I'm already in no BS. Not like, this is what amazes me. Y'all will go and look for other diets when you're not even using the bullshit you got right now. It's like, you really think more diet stuff's going to help? Like, if you can't execute this, why do you think going out and doing something different is going to have any different result? You're taking the same shitty mind that thinks you're not good enough along for the ride. You ain't changed jack shit. So changing what you do, adding more diet concepts to your brain, probably not gonna work in your favor. As a diet guru, I'm just gonna tell you, I watch people do that shit all the time. So when you take the level ups, it's important that your mindset comes along for the ride on, this makes sense. Like, doing things incrementally gets me one step closer there. Because it won't, like, the more you do it incrementally, each time you have a success and you tell yourself, this is working, like, I'm starting to make changes. When you start telling yourself stuff about the incremental steps, guess what happens during the process? The process isn't hard. The process isn't a grind. It's not something stressing you out. It's not full of anxiety. When the process just feels like you're being led along, it's easier than you thought it would. You have a sense of relief coming over you. You start believing in yourself. The process seems faster. The process is enjoyable. You start getting to feel success all along the way, rather than what most of you do is hold out on feeling proud and successful until you reach your goal. When you have little level ups and you're working on them and you're telling yourself, I'm doing so good, this is amazing, guess what happens? You want more of that. You feel better. That is how you create momentum. Momentum is not created by perfection. Momentum is created by a thought process of, I can do this. This is working. That is typically the thought that allows someone to experience a feeling of momentum. A lot of you think that momentum is because you're doing it right. A lot of you will be doing it perfectly and the whole time telling yourself, well, I got through today. I hope I don't fuck up tomorrow. And you never feel momentum. You always feel like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're anxious. So this is why I think that level ups are important. So as we've been talking, there's a 5-step process of busting urges. This presentation will be on the Urges 2.0 site. So if you're wondering where all this great information is, if you go to nobswomen.com, go to where the self-paced courses are, the weight loss resources and stuff, look for Urges 2.0. All of the past replays are there. All of my presentations are there. And the resource guide is there too. So we're talking about step busting the urge, like the level ups, they fall into step 4. Where you reward yourself calmly. What that means is that as you are doing these little level ups, you want to improve your self-talk as you do it. So whenever you do a small level up, the smallest of level ups, you want to make sure that you're telling yourself, I'm so glad I did that. I'm so proud of myself for following through. You have to reward yourself internally, because if you don't, then when you're beating yourself up, you risk raising the temperature on like generating more urges, fear of food, and things like that. The rewarding of yourself internally is probably one of these things that I want more of you doing for yourself. When you're losing weight, you cannot afford to beat yourself up and not change that language. It will never work. It is the one thing that nobody who loses weight can afford to be doing. So that means that when you catch yourself beating yourself up, you've got two options. Three. Well, I'll give you three. You can say, like if you say, "You're such a fuck up, Corinne, you'll never get this." You can say, "Sometimes, like that's just something that my brain is thinking right now." That just adding that on, that is something my brain is thinking right now to self-loathing, automatically puts space between you believing you're a fuck up and not good enough. And then it starts getting you aware that you think that way sometimes. So it puts distance between it feeling very true and you starting to recognize these are things my brain thinks. These aren't the truths. And we need that step. The next way is like, if you think, Corinne, you're a fuck up and you're not good enough, then the next thing you can do is you can thought switch it. You can be like, well, am I really a fuck up? Like, how am I not? What have I done right? What is working? Like, you can ask those questions of thoughts like that when you self-loathe so that you can remind yourself it's not so black and white. Like, I may be making mistakes here, but that doesn't mean I'm a fuck up because I have these things over here that prove that I'm not, that prove something different. And so this is where you get better at basically like arguing with your brain a little bit. Now, there's a different, like what I'm talking about when arguing, I'm just like, I want you to argue for a new truth. I don't want you to tell yourself, you can't think that way. And, you know, that's terrible. If you keep thinking that way, you're going to be a failure. That's not arguing. That's yelling at your thoughts. What I'm talking about is having a debate with yourself. Like, I know this feels really true and I know my brain thinks it, but here is something else that's really true. Here's something else that I can think about myself. That's where your identity starts shifting. If nothing else, if you never did anything different than just argue for new truths and you always had old shitties, at least 50% of the time you'd feel better. 50%. Because what we're going to do is we're going to take an old shitty and we're going to give equal airtime to different truths. So you automatically get to feel 50% better by just being willing to do that work. The third option is when you are hearing yourself beat yourself up, is to say, that's a no. Like, I'm just going to cut the conversation off. Like, I'm going to think about a unicorn, think about my cat, I'll think about anything else, but I'm not going to just sit here and think about bullshit. I'm just done with that part. Those are the three options. So I encourage all of you to listen for your self-talk, because they drive urges. They either drive you to be able to sit through them or they drive you to have more of them. Most of us are eating because of the way we talk to ourselves internally all day long. And we don't even realize when we're doing it. So turn up the volume of listening. So you're going to make sure that you're going to reward yourself calmly. So anytime you get it right, anytime you do something different, anytime you think something different about yourself, anytime you get the whiff or scent that change is happening, you must tell yourself, this is success. This is part of the process. This is me doing it. You've got to recognize it, because your brain will always be wired to tell you how you're missing the mark, how it's not happening. It's waiting on everything to be perfect before you're allowed to feel good. And that's not the way that you want to do it. And we want to do it on purpose, a new way. So what is a level up? It's something simple that's slightly better than what you did yesterday. It's a sustainable micro change that is based on improving what you do commonly. So all this means literally is, what's a 1% change? So when I was losing weight, I asked myself this question every single morning. What can I do different today that's just a little bit better than yesterday? There were some days where I didn't have anything. I was just okay with that. Like, you know, I'm still working on a couple of the small changes. So I'm going to get good at those. And I trusted myself and like, Corinne, as long as you ask the question every day, you will know when you're ready. You'll feel it in your gut. I would tell myself stuff like that all the time. Guess what? I started stumbling upon when I was ready for the 1% change. So you want to make sure that you're thinking about every little level up that you're going to do, whether it's, I'm going to go over what level ups look like with urges, but for a lot of you, it's like today, like I keep eating everything on my plate. So today my level up is leave one bite. I'm going to leave the one bite that won't matter to me. I'm going to look at my plate. I don't care if it's a piece of broccoli. I'm going to leave that piece of broccoli behind just to prove to myself that I do know how to stop eating before I'm ready to stop eating. So we level up by knowing our baseline, which brings us from thinking this will be hard to it's easier than I thought. So your baseline is what you know you can do. So for a lot of you, when you're first starting, and a lot of you who have kind of been doing the things, but not really like giving it all in because you're stuck in, well, I think I should be eating this. Like, I can't make plans like that. I will never lose weight making plans like that, which amazes me because a lot of you will say, I will never lose weight making plans like that. And so you make unrealistic plans and then you eat exactly how you would have put down on the piece of paper. You're already doing it, honey. So you might as well take the first level up step, which is I'm going to plan reality so that today I don't eat from fuck it mode anymore. I don't eat from I can't do this mode. I don't eat from I've had a bad day mode. Whatever bullshit you use to break your plan each day and eat the way that you say you can't lose weight, we have to break the mental tie to it, which means you need to put it on a piece of paper. And then all day long, that is what you eat. But you won't be going like, fuck it. You'll be like, oh gosh, I planned all this. And then your brain lights up in the moment and says, are you sure you want to eat all that? I don't know. We're trying to lose weight. That's the exact conversation you want to have. So when you put it all on a piece of paper, guess what? You trigger the conversation that you need to have. When you don't put it on paper and you put your fairy tale down every fucking day like it's your religion, guess what happens? That conversation doesn't trigger. You know what triggers? Fuck this. I can't lose weight anyway. I never follow my plans. I might as well just eat. All you do is you every single day set yourself up to practice excuses and justifications. They start becoming more real. They start feeling more important. You just blindly follow them. The reason why we plan realistically in the beginning is so that you can trigger a fucking better conversation in the moment than the one you keep triggering by creating Goldilocks plans over here. That's called a level up. A level up is where, like, I am going to create a plan in reality so that all day long, I have to be triggered to have an internal battle on whether or not I'm going to eat this stuff I keep telling myself in my justifications and excuses that it's so important. It tastes so good. I need this. I need relief. Like all that horseshit that you tell yourself, we need to make sure that we're eating it in a different way so you can disprove all of that. You got to quit practicing that stuff. So, level up flow. Number one, you start level ups before you started. before you felt sure. Number two, with a level up. So like the first thing I want you to think about is when we're talking about the flow of how level ups work. The very first thing is most of you are going to start with something that you feel unsure about. It doesn't need to feel incredibly hard, but it's going to be like, all right, let's use the realistic plan, the doable plan. Most of you are going to be like, I don't know about that. There's no way if I put down Burger King for lunch that I'm ever going to lose weight. Like your brain is probably going to tell you this is horseshit and here's why. You're on the right track. If your brain is sitting there thinking this won't be good enough, it's not enough, it should be more. How about you start with that first and just prove to yourself like, oh, well, at least I know I can do the little things. At least I know I can do the easy things. Don't be so sure it's not good enough. How about we say, oh, so if I start doing this, I'll get my changes. There's a fucking thought. So number one is you start before you even feel like, before you feel sure, before you feel like it's good enough. Number two in the level up flow is assessing. So we insert a level up. So today we do the true, realistic, doable 24-hour plan. At the end of the day, we assess what worked, what didn't, what can I work on tomorrow? We go through it. We look for something that did work. So when you assess, you want to find something that works. You want to find something that you can tweak a little bit, that you can improve on. If you did it great, then you just double down on rewarding yourself, on like being like, yes, so good. So you talk to yourself like a champ. Even if it doesn't work, we don't throw ourselves under the bus. A lot of you are like, well, what if it doesn't work? Like, I'm just going to think, see, I can't even do that. That's called optional bullshit thinking. Yes, let that thought come in. And then you tell yourself, you know what? It's not even true. Here's what did work. I tried something new. I've been trying nothing. So I'm trying something new. And I will keep trying it until I keep finessing it, until the change is so micro, so 1%, I can get it done and build from there. You can also tell yourself that. We don't have to just sit around and be like, oh my God, it didn't work. I'm never gonna lose weight now. Like, you don't have to think that. I know your brain will want to. Let it. Just stop believing it. Stop letting that be the only conversation in the room. And then you just sit and you notice when you are ready to, like, you ask that question every day. What's something small I can change today? What can I do a little bit better than yesterday? And when you're ready for something, guess what? The flow starts again. So you'll get good at something. Then you're going to want to level up again. And guess what? You start and you might think it's not good enough again. You might feel a little unsure, and that's okay. As you do it, you assess. You see what worked, what didn't, what do I need to tweak? You celebrate the things that are working. Even if it's not the new things, you celebrate all the foundations that you have. Then you just keep asking the question, and you just do that over and over and over again. That is all I did to lose 100 pounds. I literally started off very basic with myself. And every little day, I looked for a 1% thing. Over time, those 1% things were a lot of things. Over time, I had become a new person. I had figured out how to think differently. I'd figured out how to show up differently. I figured out how to fall in love with eating differently. I figured out how to not rely on foods that I always thought I'd have to have every single day over time. Here are some bullshit level ups that a lot of you try to do. So you write those bullshit plans that look nothing like what you would normally eat because you're trying to be healthy. Like, let's just start where we are. Like even with me, I started off with like burgers, pancakes, ice cream, all the things, pizza. I just started with eating a little bit less of some of it. I wasn't ready for healthier stuff. Now, like when you guys see my foods, they're pretty fucking healthy. But that took a long time to evolve into. I did not start that on day one because I was not ready for that. And guess what? I'm just fine. Cutting out foods from fear instead of looking at the thoughts causing the fear first. That's one of the other big bullshit level ups that I do, that I see you guys do. You hide from food. You hide food from yourself in fear that you can't control yourself instead of like, here's what I want to do. I want to figure out how I can tell myself that I'm always in control of food. I may not have it in the house right now, but it's not because I can't control myself. I'm making my decisions easier this week. Such a better way to think about it. Or if you do have it in your house, don't sit there and stare at it all the time thinking I have no control and then wonder why if you take one bite, you lose your mind. You've been sitting there giving your brain operational directions about that food. You have to look at it and say, look, I'm not eating it right now. I obviously have control. That's it. Another bullshit level up, leveling up based on what other people are doing without checking in on where you're at or what you need, like taking a look around and noticing what some of the other girls are doing, how far ahead they are, how what my neighbor in my cubicle eats for lunch. None of that's your business. Just tell yourself, what other people eat and how they do, that's none of my business. Until I know my own business and give myself direction and meet myself where I'm at, I should probably keep my nose out of everybody else's business. Because if I don't mind mine, why am I trying to mind theirs? Here's some no BS level ups. Change one aspect of how you normally eat or how you normally overeat. So if you snack, you have to do it at a table now. So for a lot of us, for a lot of you, you will do like, you'll do the old vending machine run at like 3:30. Okay, rather than eating at your desk, now you've got to sit in the break room and you have to eat your snack at the table. If you normally eat in the car on the way home, so that you can be by yourself from the time you stop teaching until you get home, don't do that anymore. Stay at work, eat at your desk, but you don't eat in the car anymore. So looking for little ways that you can manipulate some of these ways that you normally overeat. So sit in a different location. At night, don't sit on the couch. If you really want it, go to the table and sit down. You can have the food. But if you just even ask your questions, like if you really want the food, you need to eat at the table. A lot of times that's just enough pause for you to start thinking about, well, what do I really want right now? Because if I don't want to sit at the table, it can't be the food. It's not. So I should probably get to work on at least knowing what it is I'm truly seeking every night. If I'm not willing to eat the food at the table, it's like it can't be the food satisfying me anymore. So my whole story that it's comforting, relaxing, how I unwind or whatever is all a lie. Or I would do that at the table. You can move things to like start eating from a bowl. That was how I did a lot of the ice cream stuff, was I gave up the carton. I made myself eat out of the bowl. I did the same thing with like chips and things. Not eating out of packages is a really good way to level up some of your overeating when you're not necessarily ready to give up the food yet, but you may be willing to give up a behavior around the food. Maybe eating without your phone. A lot of us eat with our phone and with distraction. Try that. No BS level ups are planned binges and overeats to gain awareness. We have a video and instructions on how to do a planned binge for all of you newbies. I believe it's in module 3. Somebody from my team in the notes for this call, make sure you include a link to that call. But we've done a few calls on it where we have you intentionally plan a binge or an overeat so that you can do the experience differently. When planning an overeat, you can find so the planned binge worksheet is on the helpful worksheets page of the website. You can portion foods that you normally eat mindlessly. So I'm not a big believer in portioning food unless it's stuff that you tend to slip into an automatic eating pattern behind. So if it's something like chips or it's nuts or peanut butter, something that you can just kind of get down on without really thinking it through, portion it. Just portion the ones that matter. No one needs to, like, probably the majority of you never need to portion your broccoli ever again. I don't think any of you probably need to weigh a chicken breast ever again. That kind of stuff, you're not exactly sitting there going ham on it. But what are the things that you go ham on? And those things, start with portioning them. I broke my habit of just eating nuts like a son of a bitch by having one rule. When the nuts come in the house, I immediately portion them into Ziploc baggies. For me, I get one bag, I go sit down, and I eat the bag. If I want another, I have to walk my happy ass back to the pantry. Usually, by the time I've walked all the way back and stuff, my reasoning brain has kicked in. It doesn't want to go do through all that. It's like my goals, my wanting to stay, keep my weight off, all comes to the surface. That's what you want. You want these intentional moments of pause that you create. So it's like a, it's like going down the street and hitting a speed bump. You want some speed bumps that allows you to not just operate from your habit brain and its excuses and the sexy talk. You want to try to figure out with level ups, what are some little ways I can plug in ways to slow down and let myself have a different conversation. And the other no BS level up that a lot of us do is called a monk meal. A monk meal is super simple. It's where you sit without any distractions and you eat in silence. There's no phone, there's no TV, there's no nothing. Now, I'm not saying you've got to do every meal like a monk meal, but a lot of times when you're really struggling with knowing when to stop it enough, planning a monk meal once every week or two, where you're just going to intentionally eat something that you really like, that you keep telling yourself is hard to say no to, you eat it in silence and you listen for your thoughts. I would suggest that you have a notebook next to you. And as you eat, you just listen to the thoughts that you have and you write about them so that you can see, like, oh, these are the things that my brain says. And when I eat in silence, here's the other stuff that I think about. So with less distraction, like maybe your reasoning brain starts piping up. So it's just something good to know. So level ups, they all can be planned in advance, but they can also happen in the moment of an urge. So here are some in the moment level ups. Let's say you're eating off plan, but instead of choosing your like normal overeat food, it's like, well, here I am. I'm just going to eat. One of the things that you can do is you can say like, all right, I would normally eat like a big ass bag of chips and stuff. You could eat something different. You might could say, all right, I'm going to have a few chips, plus I'm going to have like carrot sticks and hummus too. Like, so when you are wanting to eat off plan, choosing a different food that you normally overeat or binge on is considered a level up, an in the moment level up. Throwing away the rest of the food once you realize you're overeating. Sometimes you get like, let's say you're binging or you are like fuck it eating at a drive-thru and you catch yourself. A lot of you will finish the food because you're like, I fucked up. I might as well eat it. And that stems from a mindset of, and tomorrow I'm going back to the hard stuff. So we want to finish in the moment because we have this two-pronged like devil horn. One is that tomorrow, for some reason, we're going to do so much better than today. Tomorrow never gets better without lessons learned in today. Otherwise, tomorrow just becomes a repeat all the time. The other side is that we think that not only we're going to be better tomorrow, but we think that we have this idea in our head that shit gets real tomorrow. So we hold on to this idea of deprivation and stuff. Like, you know, well, you know that tomorrow you're going to have to, like, you can't eat fast food. So notice that if you are overeating, it's never too late to stop. That is such a better thought. And if you want, like, if you notice that you have a hankering every day for the Burger King, then guess what? This is information to start planning intentionally Burger King and leveling up Burger King. Not to keep doing this dance of, I eat my face off, I self-loathe, I tell myself tomorrow will be better, and tomorrow I go into it with restriction. And then I just start the cycle over again. I'm never leveling up. I'm never even giving myself a chance to think like, all right, what could I do at Burger King? Like when I was first leveling up McDonald's, I swear to God, I used to love number two, supersized, mayo instead of mustard. I liked a Butterfinger McFlurry and a Diet Dr. Pepper. That was like my jam forever. That and the fish filet. I could eat a fish filet every day. I still could eat a fish filet every day. Like I just always love that shit. So when I first started my level ups, I would go. First thing I did was tell myself, no mayonnaise. It's mustard for you. Same meal. I just gave up mayonnaise. Then after a few weeks, I went to no longer supersizing. Then I went to an ice cream cone that I ate first instead of a McFlurry. Then I got to where I was doing Happy Meals. And the next thing I knew, I didn't even want McDonald's anymore. I was already starting to try other things. But because I was allowing myself to work with myself, I was losing weight, making progress, willing to introduce new foods to me. But notice, I didn't go from a supersized number two to a McDonald's salad. I made changes and told myself, how does removing mayo not feel restrictive? I didn't think of it as restrictive. I thought of it as like, it's a pretty good deal. I'm going to sit here and lose weight and eat McDonald's every day. Restriction, that's a good question. Restriction is a feeling generated by a thought. When I let go of mayo, I didn't tell myself, you can't have mayonnaise anymore. That feels restrictive. You know what I told myself? What can I do that's a little bit better? I can leave off mayo. I probably won't, like my thought was, I probably won't miss it that much. It's worth having McDonald's and give up mayo. Those are thoughts that does not feel restrictive. But what you guys do is you make a micro change. You'll be like, well, you can't do that no more. Can't have that. If you're going to lose weight, you got to do this. Yeah, that feels like fucking ass. Don't do that to yourselves. It's all about the self-talk. So make sure that you're looking at your self-talk. And eventually I got to where I just, like these days, every now and then, like Chris and I will get a wild hair. We're like, let's go get the McDonald's. Like, let's plan McDonald's this week. I pretty much don't love it anymore. Fish filet still, I like. Just want everybody to know, last time I had one, I still thought it tasted good. But I unlearned my love of it. And I learned to love a new lifestyle by taking it slow. Now, if I'm going to have a burger, we go out to eat at our favorite burger joint where we can get a Kraft burger. I used to just eat McDonald's all the time. I'm going to tell you, I would say 95% of my McDonald's trips, I never enjoyed them. And it's not because their food tastes like crap. It's because I rolled up relax eating. I rolled up on McDonald's to get away from myself, to feel better, to escape not feeling good enough, dumb, and worrying about what other people thought about my weight. When I roll up and eat a Kraft burger now, guess what? I enjoy it. I go because it's special. And that's what I want for you guys. This is why we talk about level ups and stuff. There's nothing wrong with McDonald's and Taco Bell and all the places. But what is wrong is when we're going through the drive-thru because we're trying to escape our life and how we feel about ourselves. And we're rolling up because we think we can't handle our life. We're too busy. And we drive through Like, none of us are so busy that you can't make a level up. If you're going through the drive-through, you have an opportunity for a level up. Don't ever believe that you're that busy. If you're that busy, you won't be eating, period. I had a busy morning. Guess who ain't had breakfast? This bitch. Most of us will sit there and say how busy we are and be overeating. Well, you can't be that busy if you're overeating because you wouldn't have time. Overeating takes more time than making a level up, eating a little less. Another, some in the moment level ups is stopping in the middle of a bench. That's a huge level up for a lot of you. When you can like just pause it and be like, all right, I'm done. Leaving half a bite behind, that's a level up in the moment. Pressing pause on overeating and giving yourself permission to keep going after 5 minutes. That's a level up. A lot of times when it comes to urges and overeating, level ups in the moment happen when you drop the idea that you have to finish it because you've been bad. And you address the idea, or you adopt the idea of, I can stop at any time, and that is a complete win. So don't let your habit brain think that these changes aren't good enough. It still counts. Every little thing that you do different is worthy, and it's worthy of celebrating. So here's a few things that I want to help you with when it comes to your urges. Busting urges while they're happening trains your brain to understand that you can pattern interrupt like a boss. So everything I've been teaching you is all about these pattern interrupts with level ups. First is learn how to witness an urge. So you set a timer for 5 minutes. You write down the thoughts you hear and you ask yourself, what do I need other than food? So for a lot of you, when it comes to urges, the first level up is just getting curious about what you really need. Whether or not you eat or not is irrelevant. If you need in the beginning, it's like, all right, my first level up is for a week or two. Even if I decide I want to eat the food that's not on my plan or eat more than I need, I want to know exactly what I'm actually needing in the moment so that when I'm ready to address my emotional needs, I know what my emotional needs are. Don't let the food just keep covering that part up. Let's say you have a busy day at work. Here's some busting urges level ups. Have planned self-talk. This is really important. Some of the things that you can tell yourself that are level ups. Rather than thinking, I'm too busy, you can say, I've gotten through every hard day before. Rather than thinking, I need a break, you can think, I've gotten through every hard day before. If you your doable plan, if it normally has popcorn and a glass of wine on it, one of the things that you can do is decide in advance that your level up is going to be using that smaller popcorn bowl and telling yourself, this is a step in the direction I want to go for my future self. You can redirect a lot of your hard talk. This is another way to level up when it comes to urges. Have sticky notes that say, right before, like, say that you normally overeat dinner, or maybe you do some pantry diving in the afternoons. Have a sticky note that says, you are doing your best before a big meal. What this does is it helps you, like for a lot of you who all day long end up overeating at the end of the day because you think you're not good enough, like you're a perfectionist, you're a people pleaser, you worry about what other people think. Just reminding yourself that you're showing up your best in life, because a lot of you don't do that. A lot of you don't take the time to even take a breath each day to remind yourself that you're doing your best. You don't even take a beat to remind yourself, like, here are the good things I did today. Here are my accomplishments today. Here are the reasons to feel proud today. Like, that stuff's important. Don't poo-poo all over it. Don't act like you don't have time for it. Don't be like, I'm just so exhausted. I don't have time to notice the amazing things that I'm doing. Because the problem is that you're so tired, all you're doing is noticing all the things that you think are wrong with you. That's fucking backward. If you've got time to sit around and think about all the things you've got to do and all the things that are wrong with you, you need to start making time for thinking about what you're doing right, all that you are accomplishing, the stuff you are able to get done with no strings attached, that there should be more done, better things done. People who become confident are the ones that start building confidence by talking to themselves in a new way. When it feels gross, when it feels like shit, when it doesn't feel true, that's the exact time you do work on confidence. You guys have to quit waiting for like some magic day where it's like, oh, I can work on my confidence now because it feels right. It will never feel right until you create an environment that allows you to open the door to it. You can take redirecting hard talk, take a 5-minute meditation walk or rest during your lunch break. Like when you have your lunch break, take 5 minutes to yourself. Don't just rush right back to work. Ain't nobody gonna, nothing that bad's gonna happen if you finish eating and sit for 5 minutes and just let your brain rest for 5 minutes. I want you to think about it. There is no one inside this membership that is so incredibly busy that they can't sit for 5 minutes a day and think about gratitude and what's right about them. I don't care if you were on the front lines of COVID and you were working long ass shifts. At some point, you have to lay down and go to bed. And when you do, spend the 5 minutes you drift off thinking about what a fucking hero you are, instead of wishing it was over, all the things you regret, dreading tomorrow, worrying about what might happen. It's your brain space. Letting your brain chew on that is not going to save a soul in this world. Not one person in the world benefits when any of you sit around worrying, anguishing, dreading, and beating yourself up. It's just like when you overeat, there's not a single person on the other side of the world who's hungry that benefits. It is the same thing with all of you who keep thinking, if I keep sitting around thinking about awful things, somehow I guess that's going to make some stuff better. Somebody will feel better. No. You just feel worse. You lessen your ability to go out into the world and do amazing things for you and others. There's your hard truth in reality. So spend some time each day. Even if 5 minutes is too long, give yourself 20 seconds. If you don't start thinking about what's right about you and what's good about you, you will never, I don't care how much weight you lose, you'll never believe it. You will lose all that weight. You will work so hard for it. You will do amazing things. And you will get there and you will pull your body apart. You will worry about if you can keep it up. You'll freak out every time the scale moves just a little because you won't trust yourself. You never built trust. You'll always be triggered to worry. None of you joined No BS because you're like, Corinne, all I want to do is lose weight and end up being a shit show of worry and fear. Like I'll stay worried and fearful if you'll just make me thin. None of you really want that. And don't think that that stuff goes away if you don't unlearn how to do it all the way down the scale. You can experience the urge at night while eating your popcorn. If an urge hits to keep going past your planned amount, set a timer. Use the now process that we talked about last week. It's module 2, unit 8. Fire up that recording and no BS. Process the urge. And then just make sure you're rewarding yourself again. That's the fourth step in the busting urge process. You want to make sure you're rewarding yourself. That means internally. If you want to go buy yourself something, that's great. But there will be no sweeter reward than the day that you start talking to yourself differently. All right. So here's the big warning. Sometimes your level up will not work yet. That's okay. It takes practice and commitment to get your level ups to work. It does not take perfection, though. So I want you to keep trying your level ups until the level up becomes easier. If you try one and it doesn't work, how can you make it simpler? How can you break that level up down into smaller steps? Then start with the first step. Like if you've got a level up, can I break it down into two or three steps? Now I'm going to do step one. When I get good at step one, I'll go to step two. So just keep doing it. Just don't quit. All right. For all of my girls that have been around for a while, my elders, if you're in the main Facebook group, keep using the hashtag Bustin' Urges and sharing all your board where we're tracking things. Share all of like what's happening, your discovery worksheets and all the things. Don't forget, at the end of the month, we're going to take somebody who posted using the Bustin' Urges hashtag, and you're going to win a free deep dive coaching session with one of the coaches where they're going to like, you get to ask them all the questions and do all the things. Let me say, we had a couple of questions and then we'll get out of here. I don't count calories, but I have started keeping track of my protein macros because I'm 52, I'm an athlete, and perimenopause. Do you think it's okay to do that and plan foods I like accordingly? I think that's fine. If you're an athlete and you want to do that, I have no problems with it. I only have problems with macros and stuff when people are thinking that that's how you lose weight. It's not. You know how you lose weight? You quit fucking overeating. You don't have to track macros to quit overeating. And if you track plenty of people track macros and never get over their overeating habits. They're like, I've got 5 years of my fitness pal. And then every Thursday and Friday, I'm eating like a fucking jackass, but I got all my macros counted for 5 years, but they're so worried about the math that they never address the elephant in the room, which is why are you fucking eating your face off every Thursday and Friday? What's going on there? So if you're doing it for that reason, I think that's fine. There's no problem with that. What is the best thing to do after you level up and do that for a while and level up again and again, and then you find yourself messing up, doing the old habit, the first thing you changed? Did it mean the level up was too much? It doesn't mean the level up was too much. All it means is that you've hit a part of your journey where some old bullshit thinking has come back. This happens to all of us. So like if you have a belief that you can't lose weight, and in the very beginning, you believe you can get started and you do some things and things are working and whatnot, then all of a sudden, like maybe you hit a size or you hit like the newness wears off, or you hit a certain number on the scale that triggers, oh my gosh, you know, we've never made it past this point. Oh my gosh, do you think we'll be able to keep this up? Your thoughts change. So when your thoughts change from I can do this, or I'm going to try this or whatever, too, I don't know if I can keep this up, or something's going wrong, I must have, like, my old patterns are coming back. When you allow those thoughts, nothing's going to change. You have to be very mindful of how you're thinking. It doesn't mean that your level ups were too much. It means I have a thought change. I'm looking at what I'm doing and I'm thinking about it differently. Like, are you looking, like you might be looking at the things being like, oh my gosh, I don't know if we can keep this up. If so, you need to tell yourself, there's exactly why we can keep this up. If you're looking at it thinking, I don't know, this might be too much, tell yourself why it's not. So yeah, I covered everything. And if you notice, then just go back a little bit and just like, all right, let me get back to like, where was a level up where I feel like I could add some stuff back in, go back to this level up point. This is what also happens, is that sometimes you might find, like, if you're messing up or whatever, you might find, all right, I'm going to like go back a little bit to what I was doing. I'm going to take these level ups out. I'll keep the ones I feel pretty certain I can do. I'll suspend a few of them that I've been doing. Let me get back to baseline there, and then I'll add them back in and notice, like this time when I add them back in, what am I telling myself? Like, and I would also look at wherever it is that your old habits are, try to figure out why are they back? They're not back because of level ups. The old coping skills are coming back because you've got an emotional thing happening. So what thought and feeling are you going back? Like, you might have like been so distracted and excited with no BS that you put on the back burner some emotional garbage. It didn't have a lot of room to breathe. And now that you've kind of gotten good at this, all of a sudden these emotions, like these thoughts get louder and whatnot. Well, instead of addressing the thoughts and the feelings that are stressing you out or whatever, your brain's like, all right, well, if you're not going to change how you feel, let me go send up old signals to eat. Your brain will always try to be efficient at making sure that if you feel like if you're in emotional pain, it wants to solve for it. The problem is most of us have learned the solve is with food. And so we have to unlearn that part, which means the actual solve has always been all you need to do is figure out the thoughts and the feelings that you're having and you go to work on them. So give me some examples for Friday, Saturday drinking beyond my planned drinks. I talked about this in my, I believe it was my Sunday call already. I coached someone on drinking. So if you want to watch that one, Terry, believe it was the last caller. I can't remember if it was the last or the second to the last caller, but essentially we talked about drinking and making sure that like she did donkey butt eating after she starts her drinks. No, it's Queen's Club. It's Queen's Club Tuesday, 1 o'clock. So if you look for the August Queen's Club recording, I coached on the drinking there. All right, everybody, that's it for the day. Y'all have a good one. And I will talk to you on Sunday. We'll be having, the camp kickoff call. Like, I'm going to be talking all things camp, what we're doing at camp. All your questions will be answered. So please join me on Sunday. I believe that call is at, let me check just to make sure. I believe it's at noon on Sunday, Central Time. The swag reveal will not be happening yet. We're still trying to get all the swag in. But let me tell you, I'll tell you a couple things that are in there. August 22nd at 12 p.m. Central Time. Is the camp Q&A with me. And I'm going to talk about like what all we're going to be doing. I highly recommend, especially if you're new, that you come to that call if you can or listen to the replay. Camp is a transformation weekend. This is where we get immersive and we only do 2 a year. So this is where you get an opportunity to really dive into some like serious topics and work on them for 3 straight days. So a lot of people see the needle move pretty dramatically for themselves. Plus we have a good time. The swag is going to have affirmation cards in it this time. So we have I think it's a 30 card deck of Corinisms and affirmations. So they're so cool. We also have our traditional, like you'll get your notebook, you'll get your no BS pens. I can't remember what else. We have a coloring book this time in there, a special no BS coloring book where there's a page where old shitty and new hotness are having it out. But we're giving you guys a little coloring book because we're going to be talking about like the whole transformation thing and giving you a chance to sometimes unwind with a little bit of coloring is a good way to distract your brain during urges. So we designed our own coloring book. I can't remember what all's going in there, but all kind more chip clips. A lot of you wanted more chip clips that have no BS sayings on. I think those are in there. Just all kinds of good stuff in there this time. So it'll be exciting. No, you cannot just buy the swag bag. If you can't make it to camp though, a lot of people, they go ahead and they buy virtual camp. And what they do is they get their swag, but they watch camp after. We turn it around in 2 weeks. Tons of people do it because they just like to have all the video replays. So if you do come to camp, you get the video replays. All right, guys. I will talk to you on Sunday. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.